Hey, Rumi, I'm home.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Looking for something?
Uh-huh. So it's just a complete coincidence that the place that I pretended to hide that key you gave me is completely rummaged?
Yeah, I pretended to hide it when you were looking. I've kept it on me since you gave it to me a couple days ago.
Why?
Because I figured you didn't have the self-control to keep the key yourself, and that I'd better not keep it around where you can find it. And it seems like I was right.
Of course I know what the key is for. I mean, you came up to me on the 1st of October, acting all nervous and asking me to hide away a key for the rest of the month. You even spent like an hour in the bathroom putting it on.
I figured you would tell me if it mattered to you. I don't mind holding it for you either way. It's not a big deal. Well, for me anyway.
I'm sure your mind's a bit more
occupied. Yeah, I've held chastity keys for plenty of people. Some just wanted me to hold it, and some wanted a more, let's just say, an active touch.
And what about you, Do you want me to really take control over you?
See? I think you do. Judging by how quickly you broke on your own, I think you need somebody to keep you in check.
I knew it!
But I'm going to need more enthusiasm than that. A little bit more.
Beg a little more as well.
Please, please, I need a mistress to take charge of all of my orgasms. Please.
Well, when you beg so sweetly, I guess I have no choice but to accept. May I kiss you? Okay, so first of all, come sit down on the couch. And I want you to take this key, for now, anyway. No putting it away. I just don't want to hold it while we talk about boundaries and stuff. Afterwards, though, you're going to give it right back to me. Now, first things first. The time you're going to be locked up for, I think that one is pretty obvious. I am not going to let you out until the 1st of November. Unless it's some kind of emergency, of course. That means that no matter how desperate you become, no matter how much you beg for it, I will not release you. Nope, not until November 1st. I can be mean or gentle if you want, but this one rule, I have to be stern on. Agreed? Good. Then, is there anything specific that you'd like for me to call your locked up bits? That's okay. Maybe I could say things like how I have you locked up, rather than, you know, what's down below. Yeah? And what should I call you? Maybe like pet or kitten or something? Just pet. Okay. And you can call me Mistress Azrulin. In fact, when we're in private, you will always address me as Mistress Azrulin. Am I clear? Well done. Such a good pet already. Oh, and of course, are you interested in anything that's more humiliating? No, I mean, it doesn't have to be too heavy. Maybe just something like desperate or needy or even slut, perhaps? Oh, okay, you like those then? Yeah, kinks and stuff.
So, what things do you really want to do? And what stuff is completely off limits to you? Okay. All right. Yeah, you got it.
Although, there is one specific thing that I wanted to ask you about. What if, when we're home alone, you're always naked? Well, I mean, as naked as you can be. It's fine. I didn't really expect you to agree to that one anyways. But I mean, I was a little bit hopeful. I've got an alternative, though. Instead of always being naked, maybe I can just tell you to strip and service me? I don't really mean it like a demand, though. More like just asking for sex, but a bit spicier. You can, of course, say yes or no. But, you know, then when you do say yes, you're not just agreeing to sex. You'd also be agreeing to be an obedient slut for me. Would you like to be an obedient slut for me? Of course you would. Then why don't you just show me how obedient you are and hand me back your key? Good slut. Now let me just put this key on my necklace. I like that. Do you like it? This way, you can always see your key dangling right in front of you. So close, yet so far away. Aww. It makes me feel really powerful. You kiss really well, you know that, right? But let's not get distracted too much. I still haven't actually seen you in chastity. So, why don't you strip naked for me right now and show me? Good pet. A little slower. Oh, wow. I mean, I've seen you naked around the apartment before. But seeing you like this is just... wow. Come over here. I want to kiss you more. You know, when you gave me that key a few days ago... I didn't expect it to result in so much kissing. Oh, and it's actually getting me really horny. Oh, you are a very good slut. Hold on, get the pillow first. It'll be better for your knees than the floor. Now, go on, take off my pants. Oh. Are you unzipping them with your mouth? Holy fuck, that's so hot. Why have I never seen this side of you before? Oh, now be a good slut and pull off my panties with your mouth too. Good slut. Good pet. Now come up here. Up, up, up. And stop. Not a centimeter further. That's some very good whining, slut. I can tell that you want to please me. But I don't think you're desperate enough for it. So, keep whining and begging for it. Good, slut. No. Not enough yet. Come on. Beg harder. Beg for me to let you please me. Such a good little slut for me. By the end of the month, I'm going to have you so well trained. Whenever you're horny, all you're going to be thinking about is how much you want to please your mistress. Because you'll know that my orgasms are so much more important than yours. Now go on, slut. Tell me how much better mistress's orgasms are than yours.
Good slut.
Now go ahead. You can service me now. Oh.
Your mouth feels nice and warm. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, I love the way your tongue feels. Massaging my clit like that. Oh, you're such a good pet for your mistress. On your knees and servicing me. Oh my god. Oh, your mouth feels so fucking amazing. Oh god. My clit's already so fucking huge. I can feel how close it's already getting. Oh my god. Oh, you're such a good pet. Oh, that mouth belongs to me. Oh, a little faster. Oh, good pet. Faster. Don't stop. I'm getting close. Wonderful pet. Come here. I want to kiss my cum off your face. Hey. I'm supposed to be on top here. Oh, you did so wonderfully, pet. Oh, I think you've learned your lesson, haven't you? Oh, you're not gonna try to steal that key from now on, are you? Oh, good pet. Oh, see? I told you just needed to be controlled. 'Cause now, if you try to come, you'll also be disappointing me. And you don't want to disappoint your mistress, do you? Good pet. Now, let's go get cleaned up, and then order some dinner afterwards. I think you're gonna need a cold shower anyways.